The U.S. military buildup in the Gulf now includes the biggest concentration of American aircraft carriers in the region since the 1991 Gulf War. The USS Abraham Lincoln is one of five aircraft carriers preparing for a possible military campaign in Iraq. For many of the 5,500 men and women aboard the USS Abraham Lincoln, the Persian Gulf is familiar territory.
Come left, steer course 135 degrees.
Come left, steer course 135 degrees, aye.
Orange ahead, standard indicates 075 RPM for 15 knots.
For the past 12 years, the carrier and its 70 aircraft have participated in Operation Southern Watch, the name given to coalition patrols of the no-fly zone over southern Iraq. The no-fly zone was established after the 1991 Gulf War to protect Iraqi Shiites from Saddam Hussein's forces. The Lincoln was in the region again last September to December for more Operation Southern Watch missions. The ship was headed back to the United States when it was ordered to turn around and join the aircraft carrier USS Constellation as part of a U.S. buildup in the Gulf. 6 months is usually the maximum amount of time a U.S. carrier is deployed at sea. 22-year-old Petty Officer Lisa Daugherty says the sudden extension of the ship's tour, as well as not knowing when that tour might end, is hard for the crew to adjust to.
I mean, everyone's just tired, need a break, so we're just all waiting to see what's going to happen.
Adding to the anxiety on board the carrier, some crew say, are television broadcasts of UN Security Council meetings, anti-war demonstrations, and anti-American protests. Some of the crew say the demonstrations could pressure the Bush administration to back down. Others say a war against Iraq is inevitable, given the huge and continuing military buildup in the Gulf. Another aircraft carrier, the USS Kitty Hawk, is on its way from the Pacific to join the Lincoln and the Constellation in the Persian Gulf. Two other carriers have been deployed to the eastern Mediterranean Sea. By early next month, nearly 200,000 U.S. troops could be in the region. The Abraham Lincoln's commanding officer, Captain Kendall Card, says he has no doubt that the ship is ready for full-scale combat, but he acknowledges that there is little he can do to relieve the effect weeks of waiting is having on his crew.
There's only so much you can ask folks to do. There will come a time where the sacrifices that you're making and your family are making start to override all of those mission effectiveness and patriotic feelings that you have. Do I think that's close? No, I actually don't think that's real close.
While the Lincoln waits for a decision from Washington on a war with Iraq, its fighter jets are continuing to participate in the daily patrols over Iraq's southern no-fly zone. All day long, heavily armed jets scream off the carrier's massive 300-meter-long flight deck. Returning planes slam to a halt on the other side of the ship, hooking onto one of four cables laid across the deck. The missions often continue well into the night. The pilots and sailors know that in this dangerous, frenetic environment, not being mentally focused could mean disaster for the entire ship. The most senior non-officer on the Lincoln, John O'Banion, says he is confident that being homesick and stressed will not keep the men and women from performing their duties properly.
I mean, they train consistently day in and day out. Not only do they train to do their specific jobs, but they train on rights, responsibilities, the Navy's core values of honor, courage, and commitment.
President Bush has warned that time is running out for Baghdad to disarm or face war. The crew of the USS Abraham Lincoln hopes there will be a resolution to the standoff soon. Alicia Root, VOA News, aboard the USS Abraham Lincoln.